Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Charles is planning to give people greater access to the royal palaces when he becomes king. The Sunday Times reports, Charles wants Buckingham Palace, Clarence House, Windsor Castle, Sandringham and Balmoral to be transformed from private spaces to public places, and wants the royal residences to open more widely for longer periods during the year. The Mirror reports in April, high public demand for tickets to picnic on Buckingham Palace's lawns and explore its garden forced the Royal Collection Trust to temporarily stop taking new bookings. Thousands logged onto the website of the charity, which organises the openings of a number of royal residences, hoping to book a ticket after the self-guided garden tours were launched. But the RCT said very high interest meant it had to suspend sales. The traditional summer opening of Buckingham Palace's staterooms and themed exhibition, which normally welcomes thousands, had been cancelled for a second year due to the pandemic. But self-guided garden tours have been announced from July to September, giving the paying public the chance to wander through the Queen's private 39-acre site and discover the wildlife-rich oasis in the heart of London. Its landscape dates back to the 1820s, when George IV turned Buckingham House into a palace, and today it is home to a rich biodiverse habitat, with more than 1,000 trees and 320 different wildflowers and grasses. Visitors will be able to explore a route through the garden that takes in its 156-metre-long herbaceous border, plane trees planted by and named after Queen Victoria and Prince Albert, and views of the island and its beehives across the 3.5-acre lake. The unique opportunity to enjoy a picnic on one of the sweeping lawns will be part of the visit. From May to September, small guided tours of the palace will begin, featuring many of its magnificent staterooms, furnished with treasures of the royal collection, including paintings by Franz Xaver Winterhalter, Sèvres porcelain, and what is said to become some of the finest English and French furniture in the world. From July, access to the garden will be included in the visit. ITV reports the Queen has joined the Prince of Wales as he planted the first tree in a new initiative to celebrate the Platinum Jubilee. The Queen's Green Canopy launched on Monday and encourages people across the UK to plant a tree for the Jubilee to mark the monarch's 70 years on the throne in 2022. In a video message to launch the initiative, Charles urged the public to join him to plant a tree for the Jubilee, in other words, a tree-bilee. He said, throughout her reign, the Queen has officially planted more than 1,500 trees all over the world. In March, during the most recent planting season, I was delighted to have an opportunity to plant a tree with Her Majesty on the grounds of Windsor Castle to launch this very special initiative. There is a reason for this profoundly symbolic act. Planting a tree is a statement of hope and faith in the future. Harry's new Apple TV Plus series is available today. In the trailer, Harry urged viewers to ask for help when struggling with mental health, saying, "To make the decision to receive help is not a sign of weakness. Today's world, more than ever, it is a sign of strength. The results of this year will be felt for decades. The kids, families, husbands, wives, everybody." Another fun fact we learned from Harry's appearance with Dax Shepard is that Harry and Orlando Bloom share paparazzi warnings with each other. The privacy-minded Harry told Dax, "Just 2 days ago, Orlando Bloom sent me a message because he's just down the road and we sort of keep in contact because of the paparazzi. He sent me a photograph which his security got of this long-haired guy with a beanie on, with his ear pods in, with his massive camera lying in the back of his 4x4 truck. And he is laid down in the back of his truck taking photographs of them out with their kid and whoever else is in that area. How is that normal? How is that acceptable?" Palace Intrigue will be right back. And some more thoughts from Piers Morgan about Harry's podcast appearance. "The Prince of Compassion used his latest interview," he gives a lot of interviews for a guy who quit Britain to safeguard his privacy, doesn't he? "To launch an astonishing rant about the terrible genetic pain he claims to have suffered at the hands of his awful father, and then said that Prince Charles had only been such a bad parent because he himself had been treated just as badly by his parents, the Queen and Prince Philip. It's shameful enough that Harry is once again publicly hammering his father in public like this, just as he did to Oprah when he sounded like a petulant teenager as he berated Charles for cutting him off financially and not taking his calls. But for him to implicitly criticize the Queen and Prince Philip for the genetic pain and suffering they supposedly inflicted on Charles, which then got inflicted on him, is beneath contempt. Does it get any less compassionate or more disgusting than condemning your grandparents just weeks after one of them died? Or any more reprehensible than to compound the mourning Queen's misery by making her feel even worse? How terribly hurt she must have felt when she heard what her grandson had said about her. It takes a rare degree of self-obsessed, uncaring narcissism to do what a grieving woman of 95. Yet the most shocking about Harry's outburst is that it really wasn't shocking at all. The guy has hit the self-destruct button and is now unraveling before our eyes. The only remaining question, as the front page of the Daily Mail asked last week, is how low will Harry go? I fear the answer is a lot lower. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intriguing. Good times.